B'siyata d'ishmaya adonois v'say tiftach ufi agid tehilasecha. We've been discussing the tremendous opportunity that every single one of us has to perform the great mitzvah of giving somebody a smile. And as the Gemara in Ksubas page 111b states, that a person who smiles at his fellow is better than one who gives him milk. And as mentioned, although we certainly are encouraged to invest both in terms of our time, energy, and money to perform all of the mitzvahs, because what is anything worth in this world compared to the eternal value of a mitzvah? However, some mitzvahs are so easy to fulfill both in terms of our time, energy, and financial investment that they are available to us constantly throughout the day, every day. Smiling at another individual is a huge mitzvah that is available to us constantly. Many a time, just giving a smile to somebody else can turn around their day from feelings of hopelessness and anxiety to just that little bit more upbeat. One of the reasons that it is such a big mitzvah to smile and bring happiness to another individual is because, as Torah commentaries teach, when one is in a happy state, we are much, much more productive and able to excel in our endeavors, both with regards to the day-to-day activities that we might need to perform, and in particular with regards to excelling in our spiritual endeavors. When one is not feeling upbeat and happy, it is much more difficult to reach out to Hashem and talk to Him, to learn Torah, to perform an act of kindness, and the like. Whereas when one is feeling happy and in a good space, much of the time there is much more feeling of motivation to do good. With just a little bit of an effort to give somebody a sincere smile, one can change the day and the life of an individual who is experiencing loneliness, depression, anxiety from whatever challenges they might be going through. The Gemara in Tainis 22a records the following episode and states, Rabbi Baroka often spent time in the marketplace, and Elijah the prophet, Eliyahu Hanavi, would appear to him. Once Rabbi Baroka said to Eliyahu Hanavi, of all the people who come here, is there anyone worthy of the world to come? And as the commentary of the Taras Chaim to Sanhedrin 88b explains, that although the overwhelming majority of people do have a portion in the world to come, however, for many people, there is first a need for suffering in this world, and to experience some suffering in Gehenna in the next world to first cleanse their soul. And what Rabbi Baraka was asking Eliyahu Hanavi was, is there anybody in this marketplace that is on such a high level that they are immediately worthy right now of the world to come without needing prior suffering, neither in this world nor in the next world, before earning their eternal share? And the Gemara continues that Eliyahu Hanavi pointed to two individuals and said to Rabbi Baraka, these two individuals are currently worthy of the world to come. Rabbi Baraka then went over to them and inquired, what is your occupation? They said to him, we are jesters and we cheer up the depressed. Let us internalize what Hashem's perspective, the only true perspective, is. Although at times it might not seem like such a super mitzvah to make an effort to make other people happy. However, in this Gemara we are learning that out of all the people in the marketplace, many of whom may have been involved in great and holy endeavors, there were only two who were on such a high level that they were ready for the next world without a need for any cleansing. And these were two people who were constantly involved in cheering people up, in making people happy. Each one of us is presented with many opportunities in different forms to help others and bring happiness into other people's lives. Let us internalize that whatever efforts we might be able to do to bring happiness to those around us is a huge mitzvah.